Blog Talk Radio.
Five Lincoln 103, five Lincoln 102, Lincoln 103 and 102.
Responding to 401 parking structure, section 1 boy.
Henry 8, Henry 9, respond to gate 437 Bravo for your dignitary detail. 3K911, unattended 400 lower level near carousel 4, black bag. GTA in progress, 401 parking structure, section 4 boy.
Responding to 401 parking structure, section 1 boy.
415 passenger onboard aircraft.
Control 2 Franklin and Rob.
484 suspect, the female, Hispanic, 28 years of age. Blue G, no further.
Control, high freight, 401 is a route.
Well, good evening, everyone. Thanks for joining us here on the Private Officer Beat Radio. I'm your host, Rick McCann. Another Monday evening with you, and we're just feeling at home. I tell you, it's great to be back on the air with our friends and colleagues, members of the association, and all of our great listeners throughout the world, not just the country. I know we often say we have listeners from just about every corner of the world, and that's true. We have mapped it out, and thanks to the analytics, we really have been able to narrow down where folks are listening, and it's amazing. Countries and places I've never heard of and definitely never been, maybe never will be, but we're thankful that they are on the air with us each Monday evening as we conduct business here on the Private Officer Beat Radio. Tonight, we're going to be finishing up our three-part training. Not really in-depth training, but just a little bit of informal, informational type training on patrol and patrol techniques and the background and history of patrol, mobile, foot, horse patrol, boat patrol, you know, all of that. And we're going to be having a very interesting wrap-up guest, Mr. David J. McCann. No relations that we know of, possibly a long-lost cousin. We're going to talk to him a little bit and maybe find out for sure. But he is the operations director and chief of security for a security company in Modesto, California, called Ontel Security Services, where they use, in conjunction with their patrol service, a number of electronics, surveillance, cameras, and interactive responsive technology. So we'll be talking to him about that. And we'll also be talking about the cooperative that they have going in Modesto, where security companies operate on the same frequency and back each other up, something unheard of in most communities. Security companies are pretty secret about who their clients and accounts are, and very competitive business, so they don't want to give out, you know, all the information. But here in Modesto, they've arranged with a number of other security companies to be on the same radio frequency and to respond to each other's calls for assistance. So we'll be discussing that as well. We also saw this week a lot of news, as always, and we always, every radio show, we bring that up because that is a big part of our business, and that also really drives the engine. It really signifies to us what's happening in the industry, not only in our own hometown or our backyard, but across the country and around the world. As I have said many times, what's happening here in the U.S. Is happening in places like, you know, Israel and Africa and Canada. A lot of the same problems, a lot of the same employee issues, a lot of the low pay, a lot of the training, a lot of the assault, so on and so forth. Just got an email Grady said that I didn't introduce myself. I thought I did. Maybe not. I heard last week that sometimes I get carried away and go from one thing to the other, and it's hard to track or follow. So, okay, I'm Rick McCann, founder and CEO of Private Officer International and Armor College. Hopefully that clears that up. I'm your host for tonight on the Private Officer Beat, and we also want to thank, of course, our sponsor here on the Private Officer Radio. Check it them out. If you need insurance, go to bsginc.com or give them a call today at area code 877-404-4299. And if you're in the nautical security industry and you work on the ships or ports, then you definitely want to check out Maritime Security Academy on the web. They've got a lot of great courses that they offer for that industry. And if you are looking for certifications or training either online, on campus, or you're looking for firearm certification, or you're looking for introduction regulatory courses in a number of states, armorcollege.org and Private Officer International provides all of that training. Check it out today at armorcollege.org. While we're on the air, let me also just add this note. Brett is working here in the background, and it seems we have a little bit of popping noise. So, Brett, if you would check that out and see what that's all about. While we're on the air, we also invite you to send us an email to radio@privateofficer.com, radio@privateofficer.com. You can also follow us 24/7 on the web and on the social media. We're always there. I mean, really, we are. 24/7. We never sleep. Check it out. Go to our main website at privateofficer.com. Right there you can check out all of our social media, Facebook, Twitter, Pinterest, our own forum, so on and so forth. And that's the best place to go. Check it all out right there. Link to it from our home page at privateofficer.com. Okay, hopefully that clears all that up. Right, I still have that popping in my noise, in my ears rather, that noise in my ear. Check it out, please. Okay, we're really excited about all the activity that's going on here at POI this summer and the rest of the year. We do have the two-day free training seminars being offered across the country. We're offering a day of use of force training as well as workplace violence and active shooter our training that's being sponsored by a number of companies. You can register today for a class in your area at privateofficer.com/STS, or you can also sponsor it by sending an email to helpdesk@privateofficer.com. And as a sponsor, you're going to get a lot of media attention. You're going to be involved and noted in all of our handouts. You're going to be involved and noted in all of the media and news interviews and so forth that we do across the country. We're also, this year, doing something very unique with our memorial services that we do every year during the month of September. This year, we're adding that to the two-day training summit. So the second day of the summit, just before we end, we'll be doing the security officer memorial right there. So I think that's going to be very cool, and it's going to bring a lot more focus and attention on the training and the memorial at the same time. So if you are a business or you have an employer or know of a company who might want to sponsor the training and the memorial service right there on the same time slot, send an email to helpdesk@privateofficer.com. We have a lot of other great things happening because this is our 10-year anniversary. Many goodies. We talked about last week that for the third year, it's our third annual. In October, we're going to be doing the Security Private Officer Expo and Conference online so that everyone has a chance to take some free courses. And it's an interactive conference, just like you would go to if you were traveling on the road someplace and going to a special conference. We'll be sponsoring training with different classes. You'll be able to take the classes online. You'll be able to interact with other attendants. You'll be able to go to the expo with a lot of different training and related products online, and just a lot of great stuff happening at the 3rd Annual Private Officer Conference and Expo, and we'll be sending out more information about that here in the next week or two. You can also advertise at the conference on the website. If you've never been to an interactive online conference and expo, this will be very unique because it's interactive. You'll be able to go to the website, log in, and be part of a conference just like you would if you had traveled to it. We also have more than 20 national memorial services coming up across the country, and we have a new TV show that's rolling out. It's a magazine format that will be coming out later this year. We have a number of schools opening up across the country and a number of great courses. Let me mention this, too. We have a really excellent course that we are getting a lot of requests for, and that is the Bail Enforcement Agent 30-hour training course, 3 days, 10 hours a day, 8 a.m. until 6 p.m. This includes tactical handcuffing, tactical takedown, laws of arrest, search, seizure. We have training on a lot of different physical safety aspects of the job, constitutional law, just a whole bunch of different areas. If you're a bail enforcement agent or you own a bonding company, please send us an email at helpdesk@privateofficer.com. We'll be glad to come out and do that 3-day, 30-hour training course for you. It's really a fantastic course, not only for someone just coming into the industry, but someone who may be a veteran and either hasn't had any real training or it's been quite a while ago and they need a refresher. Again, bail enforcement certification, 30-hour course on site. Send an email to helpdesk@privateofficer.com and we will get that scheduled for you right away, ASAP. Same thing with TASER certification. We have found out that there are a lot of fake instructors out there offering all sorts of gimmicks to be certified, but if it's not a TASER International certified instructor, then all that you have is a piece of paper. If you would like to be TASER certified, and it's a very effective tool, and it's something I highly recommend, even though there's a lot of negative publicity, I highly recommend that you check it out as a less than lethal tool, because if you just carry a firearm and you just carry pepper spray, then there's really no intermediate weapon, which a TASER is an intermediate weapon. So rather than use excessive force or lethal force, this gives you an opportunity to use something less than lethal, but something that's very, very, very effective. So if you'd like more information or you'd like to schedule a class in your area, contact helpdesk@privateofficer.com. By the way, if you're afraid of being tased, and maybe that's why you haven't taken the class or that's why you don't carry the weapon, you no longer have to be tased. It's an opt-out situation. So be afraid no more. Contact us today at helpdesk@privateofficer.com. Coming up on the second half of the program, we have a guest from Modesto, California, talking about surveillance and patrols and mirroring technology to better assist in providing the best quality service for their client while protecting their patrol officers. David J. McCann, no relations that we know of, but he could be a long-lost cousin, will be on the air with us coming up in the second half. We try not to pass judgment, but I want to mention the riots happening out in the Ferguson, Missouri area. We know that two security officers have been injured. Several security companies have pulled out of the area after the looting, the shooting. The National Guard has been called into the area now. The President of the United States has gotten involved. I don't know why. I don't know why. I really don't. I don't know why. Why does he get involved? I don't know why. But now he's involved. And we don't want anyone to be injured or hurt. We want folks to be able to protest and have their say, as long as they do it in a safe manner, a legal manner, and, you know, abide by the rules and laws. But my point is, private security has been involved out there, as in most cases like this. Security officers were injured at a shoe store last week. A security officer was injured over the weekend guarding a convenience store. So they have pulled out. We're going to take a quick break. We're going to be coming back, and we'll be talking in just a few minutes about putting together surveillance equipment and interactive type add-ons with your patrol service.
Down.
And move over.
When you see light, best.
Or reflective. Please, give us some room. Slow down.
And move over.
We look out for you.
So look out for us.
Please.
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 Slow down.
And move over.
It's the law.
It's the law. It's the law.
Okay, we are back on the Private Officer Beat. Glad that you are with us tonight, and we're excited about our program, our guest, and a whole bunch of stuff. We're very excited about our future here at the Private Officer International. We're excited about the next couple of months. We're going to be traveling a lot. Next week, I'll be in Pennsylvania, Virginia, and Chattanooga, Tennessee. Going to be going to a gang. I was going to say festival, but no, it wouldn't be a festival. We are going to a gang seminar down in Chattanooga, Tennessee with our pal there from Nashville. And we're meeting in Virginia and Pennsylvania before that. And then we're going to be on the road. We're going to be traveling, doing a lot of memorial services, and we're going to be heading to Connecticut and New York and possibly beyond. We also are heading out to New Mexico and California and just every place in between. And I'm not sure when I'll be able to get back and check my mail. This is really exciting because every year it gets a little bit bigger. I thought this year it might be smaller, but it actually is working out to be a little bit bigger than the last few years. And with the training coupled in with it, it really adds a very dynamic aspect to our two-day event, the memorial service and the training both happening at the same time. Excellent. Anyway, tonight we have been talking the last couple of weeks about patrol, and tonight we'll be kind of wrapping that up as we talk about electronic security and technology and wrapping that into your patrol service. I also want to mention that this is our annual fundraising time of year when we ask you to contribute to the memorial and benevolent funds. Please go online at privateofficer.com and donate what you can to help out the injured security officers, to help with the memorial ride. You can also sponsor a memorial ride, your business, your church, your community. Multiple businesses can get together and sponsor it, so please do that today. Someone has asked about yes, we can do more than 2 days of training. This is a special summit that we're doing sponsored by businesses. But if you're interested in having us to come out to your business and do a special training with specific curriculum, maybe you want it to be all about tactical, takedown and handcuffing, pepper spray and all that good stuff, we can certainly do that as well. Just contact helpdesk@privateofficer.com, helpdesk@privateofficer.com. And it doesn't have to be the two-day standard curriculum that we're doing. It could be other things that would be more beneficial to you. If you'd like more information about sponsoring it, you can also call our office at 704-831-8109. We have, like I said, this is our 10-year anniversary. We have a lot of things coming up later this year as well, a lot of goodies happening throughout the year. If you are a private security officer, loss prevention agent, public safety, you work at a school, be sure to include all of your colleagues, all of your bosses, your employers, because believe me, they would benefit from all of our services, all of our training, and everything that we offer, because we really do offer a complete package. I mean, where else can you go and get all the services that you can find here at Private Officer? No place. So make sure that you include your colleagues, coworkers, employers, supervisors. Get everybody involved. Have a big party. The more, the merrier. Get them all involved. And, doing this special two-day training, the memorial services, these are things that you just can't find elsewhere. So definitely include them. It is free to attend, and it's a very unique opportunity for most private security officers. We do have a couple of positions open. If you're looking for a part-time or full-time position, we do have a researcher and marketing aide position. We're also looking for a special police officer instructor certified by the District of Columbia and a firearms instructor certified by the Department of Criminal Justice, Virginia, and a certified instructor in South Carolina certified through SLED, the South Carolina Law Enforcement Division. All of these jobs are compensatory with experience. If you'd like more information, you can send your resume and an inquiry email to helpdesk@privateofficer.com. We are expanding and we're growing, and a lot of good things are happening. And if you want to position yourself within our company, and maybe right now we don't have a position that fits your particular field or experience or training, you can still send your resume to helpdesk@privateofficer.com. We'll definitely review it, contact you, and if it's not, maybe it's something that we don't need at the moment, but we'll keep it on file. And unlike other companies who say that, oh, we'll keep it on file. Yeah, we'll have it in the round file here for the next year. No, we'll really keep it on file, and as the need comes up, we'll contact you, and we'll schedule an appointment, and we'll see what we can work out together. We got another email here. This is unusual tonight. Wow. Yes and yes. For those of you who are interested in the memorial services, we do not have memorial services in every major city, but you can schedule that. We do ask for some financial sponsorship. Again, sponsors get recognition on our website, in the media, all the handouts, as well as locally. Again, if you need more information, send an email to helpdesk@privateofficer.com, privateofficer.com. We want to thank a lot of folks who have been working, recruiting folks for the Security Training Summit in the various cities that we're going, as well as the memorial services. A lot of people in the background, not only here at our office, but also our associates and members out there throughout the country. And we'll be bringing video and pictures again this year of our memorial services and training on the road. So if you don't already monitor us on Facebook or Twitter, you need to do that because that's the best place. That's where you can find us the most. We update those numerous times throughout the day. We also had a question about conducting business training. We do conduct business training. If you have a security company or you're the director of security for a campus, a hospital, whatever it might be, we do have specific training to meet your needs. So just contact us at helpdesk@privateofficer.com or give us a call direct at 704-831-8109. I hate to keep repeating my phone number because it kind of sounds like this is one big ad. And that's one of the reasons why we never gave out the phone number before, because I did not want it to sound like one big commercial. But obviously we do offer a lot of services and training, and we want people to know that, because otherwise they go elsewhere. And, you know, we're a business. We need to maintain business. So, yes, definitely give us a call if we can help you with any of that at area code 704-831-8109. We're going to take a quick break here. We're going to be talking about mobile patrol and adding technology to it. Pretty cool stuff.
They say if you want a wish to come true, never tell anyone. But there is one wish that can make the difference between life and death. And this wish can only come true if you tell someone. Please, let your family know you want to be an organ donor.
Officer B with us tonight. Thanks for being with us, and I believe that our guest is calling in.
You're
on the Private Officer Radio.
Yes.
Hello, good evening.
Good evening.
Hey, how you doing? Is this David?
It is.
Hey, you are live on the radio program. Thanks for calling in and taking time out of your busy schedule.
Well, thank you for having me.
Yes, sir. We're live, so what we're going to do is we're going to ask that you kind of tell us who you are and where you're calling from, and then we'll get into the topic of our discussion tonight.
I am David McCann. I am the Chief of Security for Ontel Security, based in Modesto, California.
And I am Rick McCann, but I don't think we're any relations, but you never know. I think we talked about that. It could be long-lost cousin from, generations past.
Yes, we did, and that could be.
Well, thanks for calling in. The last couple of weeks, we've been talking on the program about patrol services, and tonight we're kind of including technology, and we did see an article in the Modesto Bee about some of the great add-on services that you provide your clients and some of the great responses that you're getting, and also the results. And so we want to talk a little bit about that tonight, but tell us a little bit about your company. Are you a typical contract service, or are you not only a patrol operator, but an investigation firm or an alarm company? Kind of what do you do there?
We are strictly a security company. We are the patrol operator. We have patrols. We have a patrol division. We have a standing post division. We're about sitting about 75 guards currently. Our patrol division runs 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, 365 days a year. And our patrol services include canine service as well.
Okay, so in your company, you have static on-site positions, and then you have a patrol division.
Yes.
And now you have a canine unit as well. Is that what you're saying?
We do.
Okay. And with your service, how long have you had the patrol service there with the company?
The current ownership under Ontel Security Services, Inc. has been in business since 2006, and we've had the patrol division since that date.
Okay, since 2006. So typical patrol services, you do residential, commercial, or just commercial?
We do residential, commercial, apartment complex, shopping centers. We also service city accounts, two different cities. We patrol city parks, and then we also respond to alarm calls. A couple of the cities in this area do not respond to alarms anymore unless they are verified.
Right. We're finding that in a lot of different cities, as you know, there's budgetary problems and a lack of officers. In your particular company, in the patrol service, we talked a couple of weeks ago here on the radio program how patrol service came to be, and really, you know, through the years, they've kind of become more proactive and not just a drive-through service. And so in your particular area, California and Modesto, your metropolitan area, what would you say your, I don't want to say riskiest call would be, but what most of your calls are drive-through or responsive type calls or?
Both. In an average week, we average approximately 500 patrols. And that's just the drive-throughs, and then we average and usually another couple hundred different types of service calls, from anything from noise complaints to fights to suspicious persons, suspicious vehicles, vehicle burgs, stolen vehicles, you name it, we do it.
So you have clients calling and residential customers calling and asking you to come out, and then, of course, you're responding to alarms, so you have a pretty busy patrol division.
We do.
Now, tell me a little bit about Modesto. I've never been to Modesto. I've been to L.A. and I've been to San Diego, but tell me a little bit about your city and your competitors and kind of the environment that you work in there.
Modesto's a unique area. The population's, I believe, over 300,000 just for the city of Modesto. We have several cities pushed right up against it. It is high crime ridden, I hate to say. We have a very high crime rate in this area, especially with the prison realignment from the state of California.
Mm-hmm.
So we're finding that we're constantly dealing with the same people over and over again.
Right.
As far as the area goes, it's very diverse. It's kind of a unique area.
So basically when the patrol officer's on patrol, they're going to run into the same criminal element, the same dangers, the same type of calls as any police agency would.
That is correct. We're very close with the law enforcement in this area, and we talk to them all the time. And a lot of them ask us our stats just to kind of see what we're doing. So I'll spout off our stats, and they'll look at me and go, "Your stats are about the size of a small police department."
Yeah, exactly. Exactly. So, now, do you run a 24-hour dispatch as well?
We do.
So you're dispatching out of your office all the calls coming in? And
we have our 24-hour dispatch is actually at night. It's contracted.
Okay.
During the day, we handle it ourselves at night. We have a contract dispatch center. But they access our computer system. They use our radios and everything in between.
Right. Are the cars CAD-equipped mobile data systems?
Yes, all the cars are CAD-equipped.
So you really are operating you know, like a small police department.
Yes.
I really don't think that the general public as a whole understands the changes that have come about in private security, the dangers, the type of service that really is provided out there, and probably have never stopped to calculate the crimes that aren't, you know, that you prevent from happening and aren't finished or are, you know, subjects are apprehended. Now, there's a company in Florida you may not be aware of that actually calculates the number of arrests, detentions, and apprehensions made by private security, including loss prevention. And last year it was 1.7 million. Now, over a million of that was for shoplifting, but the others were for every crime under the sun, and included detentions and arrests and apprehensions by private security. And it included a lot of robberies, a lot of violent offenses, some murders, and people don't realize, I mean, it's not really the guard of 30 years ago out there. This is really, private security as a whole has really changed roles, and especially with many communities not having the number of law enforcement officers necessary and budgets, really private security has taken over many of those duties.
That is correct. Private security is misunderstood across the board, and particularly in this area.
Well, I can echo that misunderstood, and that's in all areas. Trust me, I travel nationwide. Let's talk a little bit about the coupling of electronic security with your patrol service. Now, you know, you were handling alarms routinely, and then did you add on the interactive cameras, or was that something that you've been doing all along with the alarm response?
No, the alarm responses we've been doing since 2006. The interactive cameras we added about 2 years ago with partnership of an alarm company.
Right.
He approached us with this unique idea of motion-activated wireless cameras. And so he approached it. We looked at it. We did a couple tests on it and found that we liked it. So we now offer the service
as
a supplement.
As an add-on, right.
As an add-on. And then we also offer it to clients, construction sites, who want 24-hour security but can't afford it.
Right.
And it has proven itself successful by leaps and bounds.
It's the best of both worlds for those clients who can't afford it, or there's just not enough activity to, you know, substantiate the cost. So, but they get the best of both worlds because, yes, they have cameras, but they're also getting somebody actually watching and responding, so that's huge.
It is, and we have found that we could send the videos and everything to our dispatch, but I decided to send the videos straight to our cars. That way it actually puts the person who, one, is familiar with the site because they've seen the site, and
right.
Two, it puts the person responding in control of looking at what they're looking at and deciding how they're going to approach it from a safety standpoint and how much resources they want to have sent to it as well.
Oh, exactly. If you can see that there's a crime in progress, a burglary in progress, obviously you're going to have the upper hand on the criminal, and you're also going to be able to call the right amount of resources, and obviously from a safety factor, that's just huge.
It is.
So walk me through the progress. An alarm comes in to the alarm monitoring company, and the video is activated, so they're able to watch it. And then does an alarm go off in the patrol vehicle or on the smartphone of the security officer?
That's a good question. The way it actually works is we use with the alarm company, we actually use a third-party server, so there's actually no central station in the middle at all. We've eliminated that aspect to alleviate that downtime between them getting the notifications. The system trips, and it immediately rings our phones that we have assigned to the officers in the cars.
Right.
And it'll notify them that there's an intrusion, and it'll tell us the location.
Right.
The patrol units will, at that point, at least one unit will start heading that way. Usually within, depending on, all this is through cell towers, mind you. So that uploading the video and everything takes a couple minutes through cell towers. So the delay on that is usually anywhere from a minute to about 3 or 4 minutes for the video.
But that gives the officer a chance to start heading that direction. So
that it does. The video will come through. They can log on to the server and look at the video, and the video also hits our emails for our guys with smartphones. It hits the video, the server. We can log on, look at the video, to determine what's going on, and then incorporate patrol response from there. We have some sites that we monitor rooftops for everything from shopping centers to school districts, and we'll get the videos and we'll look at it and go, oh, there's a bird up there. Ignore the video, cancel the response, no time really wasted. Or we'll get them and look at it and go, oh, we've got somebody up on the roof, and, you know, if it's at night, well, they obviously don't belong there. So then we increase our responses. Instead of maybe one car going, we send two, three, roll a canine. We also have them at bank-owned properties, vacant buildings that they've done foreclosures on. We had one that the newspaper article was covered quite a bit, and we've arrested six.
All right. It looked like we lost connection there for a moment with our guest. I apologize for that, and hopefully he will call back in. Hey, David, you there?
Yes, I am.
We had some type of fritz, and we lost connection there for a second. So picking up what we were talking about, so if it's a bird or an obvious false alarm, then everything gets canceled. But if it's something live, you know, an active crime in progress, then the security officer has a chance to call, you know, the local police for backup.
They do. Our experience has been on that one building that the study was done on from the B.
Right.
We actually didn't bother calling law enforcement because the sheriff's office had told us that building is too big. We will not enter that building.
Right.
So now, we would roll our own resources, go in, find them, arrest them, and then bring them out to the sheriff.
Right. Now, you've had quite a bit of success.
Yes.
Is it just from one client or multiple locations?
Multiple locations, multiple clients, multiple different types of clients.
From a manager's standpoint, a management standpoint, you know how effective this is, but as far as a selling point, has it been well received in your area to the clients?
Yes.
Or is it something new to them and they don't understand the concept?
They're a little apprehensive about it at first.
They think you're going to be watching inappropriate people or places or
No, they just don't understand the aspect of how it all works and how it's all wireless. So the alarm company we work with that is really our partner in this, he has made some YouTube videos on it off of actual incidences that we've had. And we send those to the clients or the potential client, and then we explain it to them, and then the light clicks. And they're like, oh, okay, well, that makes sense. So then it just kind of goes from there. And then we've picked up several of them for construction companies, word of mouth, from one construction company to another one to another one.
Do you have the website of that alarm service or the YouTube video so that I can take a look at it later?
Absolutely. The website for the alarm company is www.wecatchbadguys.com.
I love that.
It's the alarm company is Art Dunn Alarm. He's a local alarm company based here in Modesto. And then from there, if you go to his YouTube channel, you can watch the videos. And he actually has a couple of the videos on his website. As you go to it, it'll play them.
So it's wecatchbadguys.com.
Wecatchbadguys.com.
Okay. Now, the canine unit, how involved is that?
Is a fairly new for us. We had one dog that has retired, and we actually have a new dog that is going through training right now. The dog, when it's done, it'll be post-certified out here in California for patrol, so it will be a fine, detect, and bite dog.
Mm-hmm.
And it'll also be certified for narcotics. It'll be a dual-purpose dog.
Oh, excellent. Now, that gives you a little bit more of a competitive edge because there's not really very many companies that go to that extent.
That is correct. One of our allied security companies, we do work with a few of the companies in the area. They do have a canine unit as well. And since our one dog is retired and this dog is not trained yet, when we need a dog, we call for theirs.
Mm-hmm.
And their dog is also trained for apprehension.
Now, with this interactive system, I know that some school systems, when they have an issue, they can relay the camera feed to the police department. Can you do that from your smartphone, or have you done that?
We have done with the school districts, particularly because we have them on some of their rooftops, or
right.
any of these ones. When we catch somebody and we arrest them, the cops will always come out and go, you know, how did you know it was them? How did you know they were here? We take the officer over to our car. We pull the video up on the car. They look at it and go, oh, wow, that's perfect. And we can actually, from the server, we can hit a button, download the video in a matter of seconds to our laptops in our cars, and we can actually email it directly to the officer.
So everything is saved to the hard drive or to the server.
It is.
And you have access, yeah, you have access for evidence later on.
That is correct. And the alarm company actually has an account with a big school district just a little bit further north from where we are that has their own district police.
Mm-hmm.
And they have these on some of their rooftops, and their district police actually reviews the videos and does it all themselves.
Right.
So it goes straight to their dispatcher, straight to the cops.
Well, you know, I've been saying for a number of years that the electronic side of security is going to couple with the physical side. You know, as more and more people are budget conscious and, you know, technology really taking over every aspect of our life, it's a natural fit, really, especially the way that you're using technology. And I only see big, huge benefits, really. I don't see any downside. Have you seen any downsides to using cameras?
No, we have not with these at all. The one plus to these that people seem to love is the fact that it's wireless. The system actually, if it's a building or a construction site that there is no power, no phone lines at yet, it doesn't need anything from the building.
Right.
It has its own power source. It has its own connection, which is through a SIM card. So it's ideal for construction sites and all these things. Or it can be tied into the building and run through the network and run through the power and do all that stuff. It has the option to do either or.
Yeah, or right. Basically, it's just a simple install, and you can move it anytime you want to. It's really pretty unique.
It is, and with our package that we've encouraged with these people, especially the construction sites, is the site changes. They call and let us know. The tech goes out. He changes the cameras to meet the site's needs at that time. So it's a constantly developing system.
Yeah, and I was going to say, it's great for temporary accounts, you know, construction site or possibly a building that, you know, is empty, but they're moving into it, and next month they want some type of security. So it's great, you know, temporary type or permanent. And
yes.
If a need, you know, rises where they want something hardwired, well, you can do that, and then you can have these, you know, wireless in different, you know, locations as necessary.
Yes, that is correct.
I want to cover one of the other things that we talked about on the phone, and that was cooperative response. Very unique, something that most security companies don't want to address or think about because of the competitive nature of our business. But you touched on this a little while ago. When an alarm sounds and you have a response, if it's an active crime in progress or if it's a hairy situation where you need immediate backup, you do have a radio channel in your area where other companies that have patrol services on, and you're able to communicate. Is that correct?
That is correct.
And tell us how that kind of came about. I mean, how long have you had that partnership, and how did it come about?
It came about 3-4 years ago. One of the private eyes that I knew, he decided that he was going to get into the security side, and he was a police officer for many years, retired, and he and I started talking. It's like, okay, well, we need to find a way that we're going to work together because that's what we want to do. We don't want to compete with each other. We want to be allies. So we started talking about it, and then the idea came around. In this state, law enforcement has a channel called Claymars,
uh-huh.
which is California Law Enforcement Mutual Aid Radio System. We decided, you know what, okay, we'll take that idea, and we created CASMARS, which is California Security Mutual Aid Radio System. So he and I created that, and we've kind of taken it from just he and I to now we have, I believe we're at 6 other companies on it, and whoever wants to join it, they just simply call, and we set up a meeting with all the chiefs, so to speak, of all the other companies.
Right.
And they come talk to us, and we, you know, explain the process, and we explain what we do and how we work everything. And then we decide, okay, yeah, we're going to let them on, and we let them into this, into the group. And it has proven very beneficial for us.
Now, do you have both proprietary and contract, or at this time just the contract agency?
We have proprietary and contract and alarm company that has their own armed agents for their responses.
Very interesting, and so far it works out for you, huh?
It works. It's extremely valuable. The building we were talking about earlier with the video feed, with the cameras at that building that the bee did the story on, we had a subject in there. This building, just kind of give you an idea, is 156,000 square feet, three-story meat processing facility, concrete. So we were chasing somebody around there. Well, we didn't have enough personnel on at the time to do it. We had five units out there, but that's not enough to search that building and hold perimeter. We got on that channel, and we had three other companies respond to where, by the time all said and done, we had like 11 or 12 security cars lining the road. When the sheriff's department finally showed up because we had the people in custody, the deputy's like, you guys have more guys and more cars on this than we have in the entire county.
Yeah, I'm sure they were quite surprised when they rolled up and saw all those vehicles out there.
They were, and we've explained that to them, so it's kind of like they now understand how it all works. And if their units are really busy and they've got an officer calling for assistance and their patrol guys are tied up, their dispatch jumps on, or their patrol drivers will jump onto that channel and call, and we'll send one of ours.
Now,
and we work, it's a hand-in-hand relationship.
Being a competitive industry, has there been an issue with, somebody, another agency trying to steal or, hijack accounts or, it's a competitive nature and it's a competitive industry. I can't imagine that everyone's just nonchalantly looking the other way and not touching or trying to market their services better than yours and better than his. And, it's a business.
That's a good question. And, no, we have a very ironed-out deal and arrangement, and that's just strictly frowned upon, and we don't do that at all, and we've never had that type of thing happen. So it's worked very well. If our guys go out to one of these other companies' responses and people go, oh, we didn't know you were here. Oh, no, we're here for the other company. They were busy. We explain it, hand out their card if we need to, and we, give them their phone number for their dispatch, and we're on our merry way.
Well, it sounds like you have a great setup. Obviously, the interactive cameras have aided and assisted with apprehensions. They've showed that they definitely are worthy of companies trying out. And obviously, it's helped your bottom line because it's an add-on. This is kind of, if they're already a client, a patrol client, you just add it in as part of the fee, or do you have a response fee on top of that?
That's a good question as well. The package for these cameras
40 years of doing the business.
the package for this is our package for the we have two options. We have the purchase and we have a rental. Most of the things that are temporary construction projects, bank owned, they do the rentals, and
right. They
do it because everything's all inclusive.
Right.
Maintenance. If the site changes and we need to move the cameras, that's included. If a camera is damaged in the course of a crime, that's included. All the responses, when we're out there searching that building for 3 hours with, 10-plus guys, they didn't get billed a dime over what they were
right.
already paying.
Right.
So it's an all-inclusive package. The purchases, there is, response fees and things like that. We have some sites that said, I need a set amount every month because that's how our budget works. So we did a study for 3 months. So we watched them for a quarter, said, okay, you got this many responses, and we work out an average, and we bill them that average regardless if we go or don't go.
Well, it sounds like it's a better deal if they just rent it or, it's all inclusive. Why would you want to buy it and then get billed for these responses?
It is. The rental packages are far popular. Our only places that own their systems are mainly the school districts, and that's just the way they did it.
Right.
So, we have a school district that they own them all, and all these things do is guard their rooftops. Their buildings have separate alarms, which we respond to as well because we're the key holders for the district, so the custodians don't roll out at 2 o'clock in the morning.
Mm-hmm.
And it's just that's just the way they did it.
So your patrol division is staffed 24/7?
Our patrol division is staffed 24/7. All of our patrol officers are all armed, all carry firearms, mace, baton, taser. Our patrol guys are the most active. In the cities that we service for our patrols, our patrol guys have authority to issue citations for both administrative infractions and misdemeanors. And one city, we even issue parking citations.
Now, how did you go about securing that authority? Was it something that you had to apply to the county commissioners or to the court?
No, one city, it was bestowed on us by the police chief and the city manager and the city attorney. All of them got together and said, you know what, you guys are handling our parks, you're catching, you know, kids out after curfew. Instead of tying up a police officer to come deal with it, we're going to give you the authority to issue citations, train you, give you the procedure, and turn you loose. The other city, they're a contract city through the sheriff's office. Their city manager and city attorney bestowed that power.
Excellent. That's a very unique, not unheard of. They do have it in other areas in California, but it's very few and far between. So obviously your company is recognized as a professional company, someone that can be trusted, someone who has the training and not just a fly-by-night, going to be closed tomorrow type company. So that says a lot about your company.
It does. We work very closely with law enforcement. We sponsor, they do a peace officer memorial run every year here in Stanislaus County to support all the fallen peace officers. We are a major sponsor in that every year and have started.
That reminds me. We do a memorial service every year. Did I tell you that when we talked on the phone?
You did. You mentioned that.
Well, we need to talk more later on the phone.
We are always, always willing to look at supporting things, and we're very active not only in supporting law enforcement, but we want to support the community, and we also want to show – my big thing is I want to educate the public on what it is we're doing and what security actually goes through.
Well, that's what
it is to do all this.
You know, for the last 3 or 4 years, we've had the Memorial Ride, which basically has memorial services throughout the country, and they're sponsored. And what that does and what it has opened up is just it's an education process. People aren't aware of what's going on. They didn't know that these many security officers were killed, that it was a dangerous – I mean, you know, the average stigma about security, it's an old guy at the office or at the factory, and they don't know. But since we've been doing the Memorial Ride, we get a lot of publicity. I've been on CNN, Fox News, a number of other regional and local media, and it educates law enforcement, the public, the media, and it really has helped out. So, yeah, I'm definitely going to be calling you later this week.
No, feel free. It's, you know, to us, it's all about educating. We even have a partnership with a college. We actually take criminal justice interns for a semester.
Wow.
And
right.
They actually ride with our patrol guys and learn the whole security aspect of it, because they're going for, you know, wanting to be police officers.
Right.
And they're part of their internship is they come and ride with us. They have to do, I think, 180 hours of ride time. And they'll leave here going, oh, wow, I didn't realize security did all this.
Yeah, exactly. You know, things are changing, and there's 28 states right now that have private police authority, either through the statute or commission. And we're seeing that more and more. So, I mean, you're already doing what most states are looking at doing, and it seems like it's working out well for you. Obviously, the whole system, the way that you have it laid out. What about getting qualified personnel? I mean,
qualified personnel is a hard challenge. That's a good question.
Right.
We have struggled with finding good quality people. Actually, this year we went out and got our training licenses from the Bureau of Security Investigative Services, so we actually can train people now. So we tend to, as we're training people, we start picking who looks the best and snatching them before they go out and apply elsewhere.
Right. So you have a training school also?
We do.
Yeah. It's very hard to find people in this industry, no matter what state you're in, or how much you're paying, because we talked a while back with a company in New York, and it was a contract in the New York City area, and they were paying $22 an hour, and they were having issues with, you know, security not showing up, people falling asleep. So it's really not a money issue as much as it is a quality, you know.
That's absolutely it. It's all about quality, and it's all in the process. We do, you know, we interview, we do backgrounds, and then we have supervisors that are in the patrol division on 24 hours a day. So these guys are constantly getting checked on. They never know when a supervisor is going to show up.
Right.
So we try to keep them on the toes as much as possible.
Yeah. Well, I'm not going to keep you any longer. I do appreciate your time, and I will call you later this week because I have a few things I want to address with you too. But I appreciate your time, and I really like the way that you have the business set up, and obviously your growing company, because you know what you're doing, and you have a lot of options for the clients, which is what it takes these days. You got to be the Walmart of security these days. You can't just offer guard service and think that's going to sell everybody, because everyone doesn't need guard services. But if you can offer an array of services and quality services and, you know, things that other companies aren't, then you're going to grow.
That is correct.
Again, David, thanks for calling in, and I'm going to check my family tree. Maybe we're related.
It could be, but I appreciate it.
Thank you very much, and I'll talk to you later in the week, David.
Okay. I look forward to hearing from you.
All right.
All right, thank you. Bye-bye.
David McCann with security company in Modesto, California. And, you know, he really, the company has it together. Obviously, the services, the patrol, like we said, it's really like a small police department. And there are other companies across the country that are offering advanced, well-trained security officers, patrol services, and beginning to couple that with electronic security, such as surveillance, cameras, interactive camera systems, where they're able to respond when the alarm goes off. Well, that's all for tonight's program. Thanks for being with us here on the Private Officer Beat. Be sure to join us on Wednesday for the Loss Prevention Zone. Until then, God bless, be safe, and we'll see you back here on the radio.